Nate, very excited for our next guest. He is a professional cyclist from Tassie. And yesterday, get this, mate, he became the third fastest cyclist to complete the Everest Challenge. What's the Everest Challenge, I hear you ask?
What's the Everest Challenge, Jimmy?
I don't know what the Everest Challenge is.
Well, that's when you pick up heavy things.
The Everest Challenge, mate, is completing a single activity the equivalent height of Mount Everest, which is 8,848 metres. This bloke did it the third fastest in the world.
This is nuts.
All while raising money, almost $4,000, for the Migrant Resource Centre Tasmania. Please welcome to the show, Nathan Earle.
G'day, Nate. How are you, mate?
G'day, guys. Good, thank you. What a intro.
Mate, you deserve it.
You're insane.
Yeah, are you in the world's longest ice bath right now? Like, talk to us. How do the legs feel?
I am in bed, actually. I sound like I've been up partying all night. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, the legs, but everything else. She's a bit tender.
Okay, Nathan, can you explain to us the Everest Challenge and what you did and why you did it, how long it took? Because this is nuts.
Yeah, so I didn't come up with the concept. It's a thing that people do all around the world. And there's a group called the Hell's 500 that verify the data that you do with your GPS on the bike. So the rules are you have to do it on one piece of road over and over. You can't sort of go around to different hills or different areas of one hill. So you need to do the single segment on a climb over and over. So I chose the Lee just off the Southern Outlet. Because of its consistent gradient, it's like 13.8% or something, but it was a little bit short, but that's okay. A quiet road as well. So, yeah, 49 times got me the height of Mount Everest or somewhere within that 49th lap maybe. And I just got an email this morning with the verified time of 7 hours and 10 minutes. So that's currently the third fastest in the world, so I'm pretty stoked with that.
Mate, that is insane. 7 hours, I mean, going up and then coming down. How quick were you going down? Because we saw some footage on the news.
On the news last night. Can I ask, it must be all physically draining, but is it harder going down or coming up? Because you were, like, so fast down that stretch.
Yeah, I mean, there's speed signs there saying 40, so I was doing 40. and no, we had a closed road luckily, which is great. I had people at the bottom and top. Yeah. I was hitting nearly 100 there.
100 going down the hill on a bike.
Yeah, yep. But it was pretty tricky because the idea is you want to get down as quick as possible. And that's where you can lose time. But then if you've got corners that you need to brake for, you're washing off speed and you're adding to your time. So I was trying to find a climb with all the good features of a climb, but then without too many corners on the way down. So this one was, it still had corners and I did have to brake a little bit here and there, but as the day went on, I got a little bit more brave and laid off the brakes, but it definitely takes its toll on you going down at that speed because you really need to concentrate and one little mistake. It doesn't end very well at all. Yeah.
Nath, what about going up, mate? Are you out of the seat the whole time or how hard is it going up each time?
Yeah, it's pretty hard. I chose a different gear ratio on my bike. So I kind of had to modify things a little bit to put a bigger gear on the back so I could stay seated and spin quite well. And it's a really strange effort in that I had a time schedule that I was focusing on. And to begin with, it felt quite easy. So I sort of feel like, oh, I could just click it down a gear and go a bit harder, get out of the seat. But then by doing that, you start to really wreck your legs and you can hemorrhage time in the sixth hour. So I stuck to the schedule and it allowed me to sit down and spin. But towards the end, I was sort of clunking it down a few gears and I was out of the seat grinding away, which my knees are reminding me about this morning.
Well, I don't know why you found it so hard, mate. It's only 7 hours on a bike.
Yeah, it's only Mount Everest, Nathan. I don't know what the problem is. Mate, how important, I guess, was it? I saw all your family there. I could definitely hear your sister, Steph, not saying that she's loud, but she was definitely loud cheering in the background. How important was it to have your family there each time you got to the top and then went down for another lap?
Yeah, it was just amazing. It's turned out to be bigger and better than I could have imagined. It became quite a lot of planning to get it all to happen, just with the road and the permission and people to help. But I had my family there, which doesn't usually happen. I'm always overseas at some race. And even if they come over, I'm than in another country overseas, they don't really see me race ever.
Yeah.
So to do something at a race pace and have them there, it's super special. And the cycling community coming out, there were so many people on the hill all day. Yeah, it's just amazing. And it was getting better and better as I was there. I was like, fire out more people? Are you kidding? Like, don't these people have something better to do? Come on.
It's insane.
No, it was fantastic.
Nathan, yeah. Talk to us about you. Obviously, you raised money for the Migrant Centre in Tasmania. Why did you pick them?
I picked them. My sister-in-law's restaurant, Dana Eating House, they support them as well through their sales.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm here super fit at the moment. With no racing, basically. So that's due to COVID. And then the Migrant Resource Centre, they're supporting temporary visa holders at the moment, as well as a whole bunch of other awesome things that they do. But there's people here on temporary visas without work and they can't get home.
Yeah.
Due to COVID as well. And I know myself living overseas for many, many years, it'd just be terrifying to be overseas without a job, not being able to get home and no government support. So I was sort of doing it with my fitness and no racing due to COVID, helping people and an organization that is doing great things to help people because of COVID. So it felt quite relative.
Now, Nathan, another round of applause. Well done, mate. Not just the physical thing that you did, third in the world, but also raising money for Migrant Centre Tasmania. Just before we let you go, I just want to confirm, I do believe someone did give you a 20 on the hill. A bloke was walking up the hill and just gave you a $20 note. Did that? You didn't spend that on beers or something afterwards, did you, mate?
I still got it. And that's 30 now. I got 30 cash. So
30 cash?
Yeah, he was just driving up there to do something and he got held up and then he got held up at the top again. He asked what we're doing and he gave the guys 20 cash. So they didn't pocket it. They gave it to me. So I'll have to do the right thing. But I think we've raised, you know, we're well into the 5,000 something now.
Oh,
which
mate.
Is just unreal. And I'm going to get down to the Migrant Resource Centre to see what they can do with that money. And I think they're just super stoked. And it's just so great to do it for more than just myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nath, what an amazing effort, mate. I'm still waiting for people to give me money on the elliptical at Anytime Fitness. It hasn't happened yet. mate, appreciate your time. Well done. What an awesome effort. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. Thanks.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.